A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm leaving tonight because I'm packing. I'm leaving tonight. Nothing is gonna prevent me from leaving. Nothing.
But I know
it's
I saw
over.
Your phone was,
I know it's,
your phone was buzzing.
I know it's over.
No, what?
I got a text.
What's it say?
Whoa.
What's it say?
Holy, ho, wolf. I got a text. This is from Uthman.
What's it say?
It's from Uthman. Oh my God. I'm sweating. Oh my God. I can't believe this. What do I do?
It's freezing in here. How are you sweating?
I don't know. What do you do, producer? What do you do? I'm sweating. What do
Kim,
I do? Do
are
I
you
tell
gonna
him?
Go? Are you gonna go?
Yes, I'm gonna go. Yes, I'm gonna go. Why would you think I'm not gonna go? I'm gonna go. Oh God. What do I say?
Can you tell us what's gonna go on?
I don't know. Look at me. I'm faking.
You are faking.
I'm faking.
You're faking.
I'm faking. Are we going to go skin to skin?
And scene.
We started that with the theater.
If you're a first-time listener, you don't know what just
you're
happened.
You're like, what just happened? Or if you watched the show that you did.
I will say, I know every other podcast does usually say, welcome to blah, blah, but we just don't do that.
It's not our style.
Maybe we should do that.
Nah.
I feel okay with people not knowing what world they're in and then telling us, this is reality, guys, y'all.
I don't think it's fun. Yeah, this is reality, guys, everybody. I'm Maddie, a.k.a. Matt, and that's...
I'm not saying who I am.
That's Poodle, a.k.a. Jake.
Yes.
So,
Michael Silvergreen.
A.k.a. Miss
Poodle, if you're nasty.
Miss Poodlesham.
I turned mahogany against all men.
Against all
men. That
was
my theory about mahogany. We didn't say it. That mahogany was taken in by an old dowager who made her like Estella from Great Expectations, and now she's meant to punish men, especially Christian men.
No, but it's not. But that was your theory. But no, it didn't happen. Sorry, but I would have liked to have watched it.
It didn't happen. For just clarity's sake, you're saying mahogany wasn't taken in by a spinster, an old dowager, as Muddle Pooter says. She's a spinster.
Your mom still uses that word.
She did. Remember on the podcast with Nikki Levy? Yeah, she was this old spinster at church. My mother called a woman... In 2022, a spinster.
Wow.
Or maybe 2021.
21, but still.
You know what? In defense, in my mother's defense, she was a spinster.
Wow. Wow. Look at Mother Poodle bringing it back. Wow.
Some things don't need to be brought back.
A lot of things don't need to be brought back.
Yeah.
This relationship didn't need to be brought back, but apparently Kim and Usman did. We're going to jump into that real quick. Reality Gaze Live. You want to go to realitygaze.com to get your tickets. Also, y'all, Single Life. Single Life Season 2 is dropping now on our free feed.
It's on TLC now, which means
on Monday
nights. We did it on Discovery Plus, and it was on our Patreon. Now when a show drops on TLC, after they've decided we want to put this on their free feed, we're going to do it too.
So exactly. So it airs on Monday nights. It's not clear on their website. But Monday nights, new episodes air. I think episode 1 is dropped. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, episode 2 just dropped the night before. So we'll be dropping our Single Life episodes on Friday.
Yes.
So give you time to, it's a lot of shit to watch, y'all, in the beginning of the week. For us and for you, if you're listening. Yeah. So we'll drop our Single Life episodes.
It's the golden age of trash.
The golden age of trash. So
the gilded age, if you will.
We already did that. I'll stop the tape. Anyway, as you know, y'all,
I promise no more Bertha Russell on this episode.
I just want to say, when we did that theater with Kim and Usman, if you're watching the intimate portrait, which that y'all, that's the video on our top tier on Patreon. If you're watching that video, I held my cell phone the whole time. When
you
said
did.
I brought it up. We are very, and you even pretended you were wearing like a New York Yankees baseball cap, like a producer.
And wearing a sport coat.
And wearing a sport coat.
And I had an in-ear.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we were really method.
Full commitment.
On it. Full commitment. Also, so Single Life.
Big Royalty. Big Royalty Season 2 on our Patreon and airing on Discovery Plus. Season 1 is airing on Animal Planet. And I believe the finale is airing this week on...
All of our episodes have been dropped.
Yes.
So I dropped them before Season 2 aired.
Right.
So, all of our Season 1 episodes have been on the free feed. So you can listen to that. It's also on the Patreon. And then, yes, Big Royalty is dropping on Episode 3 and onward of Season 2 will be on the $5
tier. On our $5 tier.
And then if they drop it...
It's so good!
It's so good. If they drop it on Animal Planet or wherever later on, then we'll drop it on the
free. We will drop it, yeah.
There you go. Anything else?
Discovery will just decide what channel it wants to put things on in its vast magical world of... Now that Discovery... is merging with HBO.
And I think I thought they were going to keep them like two separate streaming services. They might merge them. And I'm like,
they're going to announce next week they're going to buy Australia. We're just going to buy a continent.
We're just going to buy a continent. Wouldn't put it past them. Hey, y'all, come see some of our live shows. Boston and Philly, low ticket warning. DC, Pink Shade is going to be our
Pink Shade, Mary Payne and Aaron.
Mary
are gonna
Payne
join
and
us.
Aaron are going to be our special guests.
Special guest, Pink Shade.
In the capital city.
The capital city.
Where Poodle is going to get, hopefully, fucked by someone who looks like the Washington Monument.
I'm going to fuck a lobbyist.
Probably would. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm like... Tell me, what are you lobbying for? Oil. Ugh. Is anything better? Beef lobby?
Beef.
Someone give me a good lobbyist. Yeah. Something I can swallow, please.
Somebody lobbies for
grain
drugs,
lobby?
Right?
Anyway, grain lobby?
Drugs.
Dairy lobby? Drugs?
Yeah, please.
At least I can get some free Xanax out of it.
Yeah. Farmers lobby. That way
no,
we can do
it's
some freaky
be the
shit.
The worst ones. I guarantee you, I will find the worst lobbyists. It's like probably the ammunition industry, probably.
That, and you probably will bone him anyway. You will.
In the lights, there are no ethics.
And
the lights are out.
That's true. So anyway, we are very excited that Mary Payne and Aaron's going to fly. We're very, very, very thankful for them.
Yay!
Them
they're our
much.
Friends, and we can't wait to kibitz with them.
We're very excited. I think that's it, right? I think that's it for everything we need to let y'all know. So... Let's jump into
the show.
All right. We're talking about Kim and Usman. We're talking about Memphis and Hamza. And we're also going to talk about the revelation.
That is Gino and Jasmine.
Gino and Jasmine.
Who I was not expecting would be the success story.
No.
Well, we'll see if Gino can still blow it.
Now, he's still going to talk about a prenup next
week. I really do believe that, and I, the prenup is always the fraudacity element that I'm wondering if
it always feels fake. Even in Memphis it and Hamza,
feels, it does feel now.
It feels,
and
fake.
And every time she brings it up, and especially when she brings it up with reference with her children, I have an issue with that. That I think she could get around. That a lawyer would tell her she can get around. But I believe she's invoking her children so she doesn't feel selfish financially.
Maybe we'll talk about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I just want to say this. I thought prenups, I just grew up thinking, and maybe just because I watched like Dallas and Dynasty, yeah. And but I grew up thinking that people had prenups when people were rich. Gino doesn't
need. He's got nothing.
Gino doesn't
need. He hasn't
need
had a lot of work.
Yeah, Gino doesn't need a prenup for what?
Well, a lot of times it feels, you know what, it feels like a sure bet. And when you, this is the problem with relationships, you guys. Yes, you can protect yourself financially, but no. And a lot of people think, well, if they're going into this and sign a prenup, they don't want my money. I guarantee you, Jasmine could find someone with more money than you have, Gino. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Memphis, I guarantee you, Hamza could find someone who could find a sugar mama who with yeah. more money.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to say, that that's the guarantee that it gives them. It's also thinking, to me, it thinks, I honestly, if I had a certain amount of assets and someone else was bringing a certain amount of assets to a marriage, I don't think I would ever ask someone to sign one, and I don't think I would sign one personally. Would you sign one?
I would. It depends on the circumstances. But
what if you made a similar amount?
If we made a similar amount, no. I would only imagine like let's say we broke up and I dated someone new. Now that I wouldn't, but I guess it's separate anyway because we have our own separate business. I would want to make sure going into a new relationship, if I got married, that our stuff was protected. And that someone, if I married someone and I got divorced, but I don't know if that's a prenup.
Well, the prenup does the stuff that you do together after.
Yes, because that's what I'm. So prenup. So I don't think it'd be really hard for me to sign a prenup. Now, if they had a family inheritance,
that'd be different.
I have no problem. Your family, they're gazillionaires.
I agree with you.
And y'all have had it. I don't want it.
Or if you're
anyway,
marrying into a very wealthy family.
I would sign it. Poodle would never sign that. Never sign that.
It's Mason the Hole.
Or he would sign that.
It's like call me in college, Jason the Hole.
It was Jason the Hole.
Hey, boys.
Suddenly it would get burned in a fire in a freak winter storm.
I'd keep forgetting to sign it.
Yeah.
Like the lease and that worst roommate ever guy who... The guy who just squatted. It's like, I just forgot to sign the lease.
Y'all, worst roommate ever. We did a bi-curious of that. That's actually on the $5 feed. We just dropped that.
The Marathon Man.
We did the Marathon Man. It's good. It was our true crime.
We were gooped.
We were gooped. It's a true crime dabbling. Is that the wind?
That is the wind.
Ooh, not real.
I have to corral this. We have to do this. We have to do this. By the way, I've never been able to find that song. And you haven't been able to find that song.
Yeah, I did, though. I told you in the episode, I'll have to play another. But y'all, if you listen to the Bi Curious, you heard me talk about the medley.
I don't want to bring it up again.
40.
It's awful. I'll never get that song out of my head.
Show choir song up top.
There was the weirdest thing is why they could have just called the medley Top 40. They didn't need to come up with a song that talked about
40,
being top 40.
Top 40, you can hear it on the radio. Oh, it's great.
I dry up inside when I hear you sing that name.
I'm going to send it off to, hopefully it's still good. I found in my dad's videotapes when we were cleaning out his shop, I don't know the year, but he has a video of me in show choir. And I'm hoping to God it's hot, 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 so we can see those outfits. I'm really hoping.
The ones your mom made?
Yes. Mama Mar was a good seamstress. She made that. She made my Batman outfit. She made a lot of things.
My mother complained every time she had to sew me something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I sewed all your boys' Halloween costumes till you were like four, and then I decided I didn't want to deal with it anymore.
God. You just threw him on the floor when I was
done.
Look
how good that Care Bear cost, because you wanted to be Bedtime Bear. You couldn't be the other one.
You couldn't be the manly bear. Couldn't be Braveheart.
You had to be the one of indeterminate gender. Nothing's changed.
You wanted to be Bedtime Bear?
Yes!
That's gayer than the Rainbow Bear.
I know. Isn't it strangely?
My favorite was Grumpy Bear.
I should have been Grumpy Bear.
You should have been.
That would have made a lot more sense.
That would have been on brand. All right, everybody. Let's talk
I was
about
a lot dreamier as a child.
You were.
The grumpiness only set in.
Dreams got fucked out of you in your 20s.
Oh, brother.
When you're in that alley behind Windspear Hall and you know you're not going to sing.
They just came out of my mouth. And you're just like, and I'm just like coughing up dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
The dreams did get... Y'all, the dreams do get fucked out of you. Your 20s.
They do. They do.
Woo!
Woo! All right, everybody.
Nothing left.
So this opens with Kim is packing. We're going to talk about Kim and Usman.
No, but before, there's a scene with Badmus and Slam T.
Oh, I forgot
Badmus
about that.
And Slam T.
Badmus
which
and
I still say is the worst names Badmus possible for her to say. Badmus and Slam T. They are finding Usman. He is absolutely dejected, of course.
Yes.
And he says, our relationship isn't in a good place. And he says, I'm worried it might be the end of my money. I mean, us. And the friends are like, we all saw this coming. And I think either Badmuth or Slam T says, you know, anyone could have filmed that when you were thrown by a drink. And I'm thinking, so glad no one saw it on national television.
So the way, again, y'all... It's Badmus, or it's Usman.
Slim T.
It's not actual Michael Jackson.
No.
Like, I don't think there's a throng of people just with their cell phones. But Usman said something, which is very true. He says, she wants me to prove that I love her. And he says, very telling. He said, but she got everything she wanted. Ding,
which
ding, 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 ding. She did,
is
y'all.
True.
She got everything she wanted.
Except this idea, because she, in her heart, knows this is all a fantasy, and this is all a fan fantasy that she has, like all the others that she probably had for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's waiting for herself to wake up. The thing I wrote down, because Usman says, am I being fooled? And I went, oh my God, is he the best actor ever?
He is really good. Really good.
He says this. He's like,
he's the Nigerian Daniel Day-Lewis.
He is.
He is. Usman Day-Lewis.
There will be skin to skin.
There will be skin to skin. There will be. There will be.
But I wrote down, like, and maybe he's convinced himself that he actually feels
something
for her. But y'all, this is compelling to watch, because this guy, either he's the greatest actor.
Yep.
Or he's convinced himself that he's actually sad. Maybe he's sad because of all the technology gifts he would get from her. But it seems like he would just miss her company. Maybe he's got me convinced.
Maybe, you know what I thought, and I never thought this before, but maybe Usman has like a mama complex.
Totally.
Because what he says that he really likes about Kim is how much she takes care of him.
Yeah.
And is supportive of him.
Well, he says she's very supportive and she's being very loyal. He never says, I love her.
No.
It's almost to repay what she's done.
It's as you've always said, it's a very transactional marriage for him.
Relationship.
She does things for him. He gets him a PlayStation and he gives her that Nigerian.
That yummy.
You feel it in your neck.
y'all, anyway, we get to the scene where we just did previously where she's packing. I know it's over.
Yeah, she's packing. She's like, it's over. I know it's over. The fact, y'all, what I loved is she was like, it's done. It's done. It's
and a
done.
Text.
I got a text. What? I got a text.
And like, she just
like
froze.
On Love Island.
Yes.
I got a text.
I got a text. Oh, no, that's too hot to handle.
I do not miss
Me
covering that
either.
Show. God, y'all.
That second season Unless, was garbage.
We're not, look, if you are, if you have been listening to every episode going, maybe today's when they talk about Too Hot to Handle.
So no.
If you're that one person.
Go fuck yourself.
This is when we'll cover it. The same time we'll cover Riverdale. If there is a male-on-male gay sex scene.
I'm in.
Tell us. We're there. We're covering it.
I don't know there'll be much to say about that.
No, but we'll watch it and we'll talk about, is Riverdale, is this the last season of Riverdale?
I think they've said it is. It was one of those shows
it needs to be.
That they've been saying for a long time. There's always those BuzzFeed listicles which do make my head start to melt when I read them. But I did read one which think shows that started off great and went downhill really quickly.
Riverdale.
And Riverdale was one of the ones they listed. Because
was Sabrina
just,
another one?
Sabrina was another one.
Those first season of those shows were so good.
Yep.
Then it didn't.
It's a problem with
y'all,
streaming
if you're new to the show, you're going, what the fuck are they talking about?
We used to cover Riverdale.
OG Sissies, we covered on TVT Time, which is like...
That was our first venture.
Riverdale,
into
Sabrina,
podcasting.
Feud on FX. Yeah. We covered a lot of stuff.
That was some Southern earlier Charm. Days when... I think I was a lot more less guarded about what I said. Which, you're thinking me like, that bitch says anything he wants now.
Oh, no.
I said even crazier
the
shit.
The shit she said when no one was listening. That's when we had, like, maybe, we would, like, one show, we're like, oh, my God, 200 people listen to our show.
If we ever get a TV show, we're scrubbing all of those episodes.
They're all going away. All getting deleted. Or we're going to... We should probably already put those behind a paywall.
We didn't. I think we should.
We need to put those behind Patreon.
Because... We need people who pay for them so they won't already hate me.
Takes a lot. All right, so
this is the best of me, y'all. You're getting the best of me. I don't know what. Actually, that's not true. I'm very nice in real life. You know what? I can't even. Say
y'all,
that.
I'm just making faces. If you're watching, I'm just making a face.
People who met me at the meet and greet said I was lovely.
They did say that. And you're hugging.
They were paying me to be there.
They were paying me to be there. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, it really, I agree with you. So Usman's kind of like, what do I do with this? And then Kim is packing. And then, my favorite part, the producer said, do you want to meet him?
I do. I do want to meet him.
I do.
I do.
I'm going to go meet him.
Oh. Oh, no.
What am I going to wear?
He said now.
That's exactly the face. Y'all, she walks out on that beach with this ugly old lady top that she got from Kato. It is so, this is such an old lady top.
She did
top.
Get this from Kato.
It's like all sparkly.
Which I thought closed in Ardmore. I was wrong. The place beside it, Kato's still open.
Okay.
If you remember in Ardmore. So,
and
anyway.
Nothing is sexier than watching her kind of like fumble down the steps because she's worried about losing her footing.
She's worried about losing her footing. Y'all, so
she seems like she's 50. For 50, there's a certain frailty to her that I'm always a little shocked by.
I'm worried about it.
Yeah. I don't think she's maybe well.
Yeah, maybe. Her mom wasn't, but she's been taking care of her mom. It's a hard life. I don't know what she did for work.
I feel like she mentioned it.
She might have been a caretaker. Because you can get paid for that by the... assistance.
Yeah, I've long since forgotten that.
Okay.
It's time to work on the Michael Jackson memorabilia.
Yes, exactly. So she walks to the beach, y'all, and there's a whole table with roses. The rose petals are back, y'all. They're around. They're
hello.
A perimeter.
Hello. Hello.
We're here at Sponsors of Night at Beyonce.
Hello.
I don't know why my
it is Nigeria, so the rose petals would be tinged with a British
accent. They would.
Yes, I've been plucked so you could
find love. I'm here for a fortnight.
Here for a fortnight. It's not a cabana.
Don't forget your bumper shoot at the Chance of Rain.
Yes.
She walks out. She sits down and she sits down and she's.
What? What's happening? Am I alone? What? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
And she like drops her phone. It's like clapping. She's like, oh. And then suddenly you hear
You say. What? Holy auto tune.
What? Oh, yeah.
He's singing. He's singing along with his track. He doesn't even have a karaoke track.
No.
He's just. And she goes, oh my God, I've never had a private concert before. She's like, I dare say that 30 seconds of karaoke singing does not equate to a private concert.
Although you have said when you play the piano for guys, it melts them.
Yes, but that's very different than playing a YouTube video and singing alongside it.
For a little bit, I was like, is he pretending the phone's a microphone? And then I went, oh, no, that's what's playing the music.
That's what's playing the music. Although there was what looked like a monitor setup,
maybe, but
like with Pro Tools, but the fact I think that, it was a prop.
Yeah, huh? And the fact though, Kim does say,
"Wow, I've always told him it would be so great to have a private concert."
Y'all, you don't need a soundstage, our sound system. You don't need a microphone. You don't need lighting. You
just need an iPhone,
a cell phone, and that's all Kim needed.
And sing on top of a recording.
It's all she needed,
y'all. This is called crumbs. She thought that this was the
crumbs.
Romantic gesture that she needed. This bitch is fine with crumbs.
She's fine with crumbs.
I need something really big.
You say, won't play game. I want my baby. And I thought, okay, he wrote a song. And
I still don't know what it said.
Instead of singing about Zara, like he should have wrote a song. And in the song, he's like, you're my favorite to be. You're my Kimberly.
He didn't mention her name.
She would have just gooshed.
He can repurpose the song later.
He can.
Yeah. So for the next old lady.
He sits down. He says, Queen Kimberly. He said, I don't know what else I can show you. I hope that's convincing.
She's like, yes, it's enough.
It was so much. Oh, my God. So much.
Y'all, she's... particularly, she's just juicing herself.
She's just
whoop. She's crying.
She's like,
it's absurd.
Thought I wanted with a little.
This is
filled up. And Usman says, he says, that's where I still need to be with her because she's been loyal.
She's been loyal and supportive. Not that I love her. She's been loyal and supportive.
And he says, let's try and work it out. I want us to move forward. But we still got a lot to work on.
We're just sleeping in my bed tonight. Hey!
Oh, and then
High five.
That's the thing. That's why it will always be gross.
That's why.
Because whenever they come to an agreement, she puts a topper on it that basically says, and I get your dick tonight.
Yeah, I won.
Yeah, I won. It's so
instead of, I'm
gross.
Like, if she just would have left it like that and said, thank you, this means a lot, I would have gone, all right.
That's not the kind of relationship she can have.
No.
Yeah, it's all a power grab in some ways.
Well, Usman just changed the story, y'all.
This was brilliant.
He looked at her and he said,
Daniel Day-Lewis, applause.
Usman Day-Lewis. He said, I think you should come to Nigeria and meet my mother.
And y'all, she was like,
but
I'd watch that season.
And so he said,
We've already met her, remember?
Yes. And he said, it went so badly with my ex. She's like, I'm not her. It's not going to be her. I'm not even an image like her. Not at all.
Listen.
Y'all, baby girl's been coming for Kimberly all the time on social media.
I met that mother. She was at my wedding. Yes, there was bad shrimp. But otherwise, it was a very beautiful service.
A very American wedding.
It was humid. It was hot.
and he was American. He was my colors were red, white, and royal blue, not sky blue, royal blue, because that's an American blue.
Yes.
And afterwards, we got married. Some people vomited. I don't think that was because of me. We went later. I gave him a goat, and then I fucked him raw dog. I raw dogged him with that goat, just going bleh, bleh, and I kept on raw dogging him. You know why? Because I'm an American.
I still don't know how that got conflated, but you're never not doing it. I think it would be weird now. So, y'all, she basically says, tonight's been the best night of my life.
Yep,
even though she was in abject despair an hour ago.
I mean, again,
an hour?
If you say you're breaking up with someone, and I look in your suitcase, and you are packing t-shirts with said person's face on it, I don't believe you're over it. I think you would leave those shirts there.
That's why it's hard.
Or
it's
you
hard,
just have nothing to wear.
Nothing. There's no wardrobe. That's why it's hard to take this segment seriously, because there aren't high stakes, because she's a clown. Like, everything she does is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, there's not a lot of import to it, even when she cries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know that. I don't mean to say that she doesn't have real feelings, because she does, but they are positioned in a way that it's all based on a power dynamic for her and him having to impress her with some kind of weird exotic Africanness.
Yeah.
And it's all based in that, and it
not even like to me, not even Africanness. I mean, I see a little bit of that. To me, it's almost he had to impress her with celebrityness.
Yeah. Bugh.
Anyway, y'all, she's going to meet, I guess, cut to before the 90 Days season 6.
I would love it.
And
I'm here for it.
Give me Kimberly in Nigeria. Here for it.
I can't wait till Mama Usman meets her.
Question. Do you think they will have BGL on the tell-all?
No, because she said the N-word.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't think...
She's persona non grata.
I forgot about that. I forgot she said the N-word. Bye.
Nope.
Bye.
Nope, never again.
She better not be. I don't think Sean Robinson would do it.
I don't think they would, because... and I think you guys, we saw it the way it was reported that she said it in a part they didn't air, obviously.
Yeah.
But it got leaked. So parts of it got leaked, and so... I think they've severed almost every tie with her.
I don't blame them.
So, yeah.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a commercial break, but when we get back...
We're back for the wedding dancing!
Woo!
But wait. I need to talk about a pernerp.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies Great New Underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies,
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens!
I'm just bummed out. I can't get a McDonald's Pernerp on LegalZoom.
Bummer.
I can't get my Bummer. Weekend Pernerp.
I can't get my weekend Pernerp on LegalZoom.
Now, I will have to say, I just want to say, this wow. this story, this part of this storyline, I never expected it to make me happy for either of them. But I found myself being really happy for Memphis and Hamza. I'm a little worried about what's going to happen to him.
I do too, but like I kind of said, I think we talked about it in our part one episode.
Yeah.
I did not expect to be as moved as I was during this segment.
Yeah.
And honestly, to feel for Memphis as much as I did here, I think we're starting to, I think Memphis is finally starting to let her own walls down, and it's letting us see her more
yeah.
as a human instead of just this like kind of very controlling,
demanding.
I've got to get married. I've got to yeah. get married. I've got to have a father. I've got to do all this. It's still, I still ask myself all during this segment, why do we have to get married this soon? Why? You're putting all this pressure on him to sign this prenup.
And then...
When did we say that you have to get married by
and
April
remember,
1st?
And remember, she's the one who said she's getting married on this trip. He didn't want to.
He didn't want to. So she is... That is so...
It feels unfair.
It feels really, unfair. It I feels think unfair. She still moves the goalposts, as you say, with him all yeah. the time. You don't say with her. You say that about that analogy. And... But... Man... What I think I feel for Memphis is just with what we've seen about her life and the situation she's been in, she does not believe she is worthy of love. And she yeah. will do anything.
That's a big problem.
She will do anything to self-sabotage that because her old instincts are telling her this is going to end well. Y'all, she wants a prenup. Because if you notice, she never talked
jail
about
free card.
Her. She wants a prenup because she, big part of her believes he's going to leave me because everybody I love,
everyone else
leaves me. That's
so
what she's terrified
when he
of.
Leaves me, I'll still have my money.
I'll still have my money. That like at least gives her some sort of control about it.
And let's lead up. Let's get into this, but because yeah. I want to definitely revisit the prenup conversation. But a couple things I noticed, y'all, the celebrations have begun. Like the wedding,
it's wonderful.
They've condensed 5 days into 2 days. There's dancing going on. Everyone is happy. I have not seen Mamza smile so long.
So much.
And Rawiya, the sister, is smiling. Everyone is having a good time. The whole family's there. They're dancing.
It's really beautiful.
I love their songs that they're showing with some of the lyrics, and I love all the singing.
I just want to say what is touching to me in this is that there's, y'all, we've seen weddings happen. I didn't think I'd bring these people up in a while. But if we hearken back to like Jiggy Jiggy.
Yeah.
We've seen weddings and theirs was so.
This is Laura and Aladdin.
Yeah. God.
This was Tunisia.
But yes.
By 3 day Tunisian wedding
with my husband's fiance Aladdin.
When I look like Pizza the Hut, picture.
Do you remember what she looked like compared to how beautiful Hamza looked in her wedding dress and what Laura looked like in that
Memphis?
Or Memphis. What Laura looked like in that red thing. Y'all, when she walked, that's when Jake and I used to watch together. When she walked out in that red and gold thing, I almost had to pick you up off the floor. You laughed so hard. But what I was going to say is this isn't this big, extravagant wedding. This is just a
very family affair.
A family with small means who are just wanting to have a good life, wanting to feel safe,
yeah,
wanting their children to be happy. And it was just so human.
And I want to bring up the fact that this family, you know, we forget this is an interracial marriage.
Yeah, we forget about that.
No one's brought up anything.
No.
This is also an interfaith marriage.
Interfaith.
No one has brought up anything.
Internationality. I mean, there's a lot of... No one's brought up any of that. I mean,
and
she's... The only thing the mother's brought up, not any of that, but just, does she love my son and will
right.
he be safe?
Not...
What every mother wants
not,
for their kid.
Not like in when Brittany was talking to Yazan's family, is she Muslim?
Yes.
When will she convert?
Will she convert? None, they called her an American
yeah,
whore.
None of
all
that.
All this crap.
So, and there's no, like, remember in Danny and Amy's, Danny's father had a problem with him marrying
yeah.
a dark woman. Well, she
yes.
wasn't black, but
yeah.
she was of Indian background.
But, wow, I forgot about that.
But so, we're not having any of those conversations.
No.
And it's interesting, the big conversation we're having is the one about a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling.
It is I go back and forth where do I feel it's fraudacity or not? And y'all, nothing is more satisfying than Memphis saying, I need to go away to think about this, which I said in the first show, which is the worst thing she could have done.
Ugh.
Because Memphis goes off in her head, and she gets in her head, and she tells herself
she
that it's going
to
go.
She also needs to stop talking to that mom.
Yes.
The mom, the birth mom, or the mom who she was placed in foster care to be away from. The mom's obviously struggled with addiction.
She's doing better now. She's
is,
like got her life back.
The mom's
back.
In recovery, but... The mom doesn't have a lot of good things to say.
No, I don't think the mom is... she's just not there, I think, too, because...
Yeah.
Y'all, Memphis comes back from the hotel.
Ugh.
And boy...
This was hard to watch.
This was hard to watch. She's planning on talking about the prenup, and she's just...
I need to push the wedding back. She's already
inundated. Inundated with the family, just
yeah.
showering
it started.
Her... They're showering her with love. It
and
started.
They're wearing these traditional garbs. And the family, y'all.
I will say, Hamza has been sitting there on the balcony talking about scared.
And thinking,
what's going on.
And thinking he did something.
What's happening? I did something. Sorry, go ahead. I just
No, that's fair. So, and y'all, when she walks in, that family, even the ones who don't even know her, are so happy to see her.
And so inclusive. And they're just like, yay, it's a wedding. Let's yeah. celebrate. She's caught off guard by
yeah.
it.
And she even says, it makes me feel so good to see that his family, she's like, especially with me, I grew up neglected. This is everything I could want to be in a family like this and to have a new family.
She doesn't even know it. They dress her up in a ceremonial outfit, take her outside, and all the women
there's
are going to
There's a carriage
spa.
Ride.
There's a motherfucking Cinderella carriage ride.
That's a horse of a different color.
And she is riding down the street, and the whole time I'm just sitting there going, so when are you going to tell him this? When are you going to bring that up, Memphis?
When are you going to bring the perner?
Because the whole time she's like going, she's making that
perner,
Memphis face.
Perner.
Kind of like when she has to poop. She keeps making that face. And so they get to the spa, and that's where finally Memphis has like a moment if she says.
This was her best moment in the season where she has realized the love that these people are showing me, I can't do this now.
And the love that they're showing me is what I've always asked
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Y'all, because that's the deal. We say we want these things, but when we get what we want, our issues, our baggage tries to tell us that we're not deserving of it.
Right.
And when I was watching this, I got emotional watching it. And
yeah,
I wrote,
it was the...
Memphis, just accept the love. Just
accept
right. the love. That sounds so easy, but it's so hard for her to... And it's kind of heartbreaking.
Well, the thing is,
it was heartbreaking.
If she just gets out of normal patterns, I mean, what would be great is for her, this is what's interesting. I think it would be great for her. I don't know how much discrimination she would face, but it'd be great for her to just take her kids and fucking move to Tunisia because she's got so many bad memories
Yeah, and just kind of start a new life.
And start with that family over there.
Except for her career. That was,
that's
she'd have
true.
To start over.
Yeah,
because she's a breadwinner.
But no, I just...
Because what does Hamza do for
yeah,
work?
You're, no, you're exactly... I don't think he has anything for work. He's HVAC certificate. But yeah. I'm saying this is more of a fantasy.
Yeah.
Because even like people like her mom, when she calls her mom after all this, she tells her mom, I could not ask for the prenup.
Well, no. Before she tells her mom all about the ceremony.
Yeah.
All about what the family is doing for her. How she's telling her mom how good she feels. And her mom's like, that's great. And then go ahead.
But so she tells her mom, not going to ask her to sign the prenup. And
she's like, I want him to sign a postnup.
But so we're going to the postnup. And the mom's like, no, you don't need to do that. So it's this kind of like, it's a little bit like, do you want to live in fear, Memphis, or do you want to live in love?
That is easily said and hard not to, from personal. We talk right. about that personally with decisions we make. Like, but it is, y'all. That is full stop how you live your life, in fear or in love. And you see Memphis at this crossroads. Mm-hmm. This was riveting television to me. What she
definitely her
choose?
Best episode
is
this
she
season.
Gonna choose fear is she gonna choose? And that's what I think I realized with her when we talked about her and we've seen her, and obviously there's been a lot of stuff she's done that's been horrible and we don't agree with and really feels controlling, but it's she's been living in fear this entire time,
right? Very much so. Now we think, is she going to choose not to do that? And this is the mom says, and I want to respond to this, and I thought about something, and I want you to hear your thoughts about it. Just, I don't know how legal this would work, but I asked a friend who is a family lawyer. I texted them and asked about this, and he said, oh, yeah, you could totally do that. Yeah. She just hasn't talked to, let me tell you, she just obviously hasn't talked with a lawyer about any of this. She's seen it on TV, so she thinks she can do it. So she keeps saying, I want to make sure what's good. I want to make sure. It's like, it doesn't matter about me. What matters is my kids and provide for my kids. She could easily set up a living will or a trust for her kids. She wouldn't have to worry about that at all.
No, that literally.
And that's why it makes me feel like saying
she just
the
hasn't
kids,
spoken to an attorney and got, she just thinks prenup, postnup.
Yeah.
My dad didn't have any of that. Everything was in a will. Cause y'all, my dad was a great father. He had different choices in women for wives.
Right.
But he did that because, I mean, he was divorced when it happened, when he died. But yeah, it's all seamless.
I just want to say, don't use your kids for that. If you be honest, if you can say, I've worked hard to come up from nothing.
She can say that. What she can't say is, I'm scared that I'm not going to be
she
enough
can't
one
say
day
it.
And you're going to leave me and I won't have anything left.
Yeah.
I'm scared. She and just, it just can't say I'm scared.
And it, but it makes
I'm so scared.
But
you can't do what Jesse Spano did.
It makes it harder for us to understand her. The more she keeps saying, "No, this is about my kids." It's not.
It's not about your kids.
It's about your, because you've worked so hard. Your financial situation, your job is the sum of who you are.
And that's own that.
And that's great.
Great.
I know.
Say that.
But, and it's kind of like, I kind of understand that's why she's so fearful about someone taking what she has. But that.
Because that's happened to her.
Yeah.
Especially with the foster thing. She probably got used to being in a foster home. Then she picked up, moved again, probably all in one suitcase.
Right.
She moved her life many a time.
But it just comes down to it, you guys. If you're going to have that fear again and again, basically that fear manifests itself as control, because you're trying to control all the elements so you won't have to have nothing again.
Yeah.
You'll never really be vulnerable.
I hope she just, if she does get a postnup, I hope she gets it in English, because otherwise.
I can't read this. Still my favorite quote. Still my favorite quote. So she finally says, I need to talk to him. We need to talk about this post-nup thing. And
wrong move. She gets the sister to help out.
What the fuck?
Call that translator.
And I get, Hamadi's probably on speed dial.
Yes.
He go to that wedding. Now, this is the worst choice. And I'm sure it was a matter of, convenience, but come on. Obviously, do you want to have the sister against you too?
Yeah.
It's just so misguided.
It's misguided. And because, of course, the sister is going to
Do you not trust my brother?
Yeah. So y'all, they have, Memphis has talked.
This was so frustrating.
She's talking to Homs, and she's explaining the post nut, but she's using the sister to explain this. And again, finally, Homs says, which is good, he said, am I marrying a paper or a woman?
Yeah.
He said, I feel like that she doesn't trust me. And he finally said, it hurts me. It hurts me. And that's when the sister started to come to his defense and say, you've made my brother feel bad. You just want to protect yourself and your feelings. You don't care about him.
Right.
And she's actually trying, what we were saying, if she doesn't say, voice why she really is doing this.
No.
And she's calling her on that.
And what's weird is she's like, no, I do care about him. But what she's not saying is, but I need a guarantee that he won't, if he does leave me, I'll still keep everything. It's just, that's having it all, and it also makes Hamza feel like shit.
Yes.
And so he's not going to get over that. Mm-mm. And she is choosing to prioritize her feelings over his.
Yes.
In that case.
Which, so that is Memphis, that is her go-to, which makes sense because she's had to protect herself and prioritize her feelings because her mom let her down many a time. So, but I'm saying all this, it's y'all, just because you've gone through a lot of trauma in your life
doesn't excuse the consequences for other people.
It doesn't. It's not. The problem is Hamza, they don't have the communication
right
for Hamza to adequately understand that. And again, I think that's the reason why when she said, I couldn't find guys here that want to date me, because a lot of guys would probably say, I don't want to mess with this.
Right.
This is too much.
I don't want to be in this controlling relationship.
I'm not saying they should. That was a right. That's a terrible thing to say. But I think a lot of people are selfish and or just have their own stuff. They can't take that on.
Right. Well, this is a woman with two children.
So I think that this is by design.
Yep.
He doesn't see the cracks of me. He doesn't see what I think are the unlovable parts of me until we're already married.
Right.
And then once we're married and he learns English, then he'll see me, but we're already married. And he...
yeah. And Hamza finally says, you guys, this is the last time we'll talk about this. I will sign this paper.
It's kind of the best thing he could say.
Yeah.
Because if he wants to get married, just fucking end it.
And then she said, I really hope this conversation didn't ruin the wedding or upset his family. I guarantee you, sister's going to tell Mamza.
Sister's going to tell Mamza.
And there will be a talk.
And we're going to see her go, Mamza's going to get, she's going to get upset.
If I hope one thing for Memphis in this finale, which is next episode, I just hope she decides, you know what? I'm going to take a chance on love. I'm going to do this.
That's what
I'm
you have to do.
I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm not going to. Because I think that will show so much growth. I don't know if we're going to see that, though. I have a little bit of hope. Because we did see her abandon the prenup.
We did.
So
I hope so, too. They need to. One of them has to learn the other's language.
Stat.
Because they're going to need some type of, I don't know if he'll go, but they're going to need some type of couples therapy. It's just,
yeah,
there's too much for them to, and I say that as a bad way. I say that, and for anybody listening who thinks, again, that idea of you go to therapy when you're damaged or things, no.
No, you go before problems start.
You go before there's problems, but also too, this is too much for two people who aren't trained to work through.
Yeah.
This would be the same as two people saying, let's sing in an opera, and they never studied music and they want to just teach themselves voice. They need to hire
a voice. That would be easier.
They need to hire a voice teacher.
Yes.
Though.
I do want to say the other thing is, even they did couples therapy, she would, I don't know if she's in individual therapy right now.
She's had to have been, but she
definitely, because she does talk therapy language sometimes.
What's her master's, her practitioner is in a mental health field.
Yeah, I think she is. But like,
I'm most positive, yeah.
I see her in the middle of working out. She's aware of it, but she has no real solutions of still how to cope.
You know, a good relationship will cause you to see your flaws and work on them.
But I was going to say this.
She'll do it.
She's not, this is someone who's not going to challenge any of the flaws she has.
No. If they develop a good relationship, if it's only going to succeed if that happens.
Right.
We'll see.
But she needs, because you can't run a relationship in this kind of controlling way, which is what she's doing, trying to do with him. Let's talk about actually a relationship that may work.
I love this ring. It screams Gino.
I still can't believe
that line made me die.
This might work.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm happy about it either.
I think I've said it maybe because for our entertainment. I'm Jasmine and Gino endgame, y'all. Even though
I would love it.
Even though Gino did send revenge porn.
Revenge porn, yeah.
Which is
terrible.
One of the worst things that someone could do
and
to someone.
And he's shitty.
And Jasmine's made peace with it.
Yeah. And so Jasmine is super, super jealous and controlling.
And so Jasmine's, so that's where I'm like, okay, y'all settled this.
Maybe they know that parts of themselves.
They know this part. So I can enjoy this relationship now.
That's a good way to think about it.
And not be so bothered by it. It's not like a Mike and Jimena thing where all these things are behind the curtain on both sides.
Right.
And it's so much duplicitousness.
Duplicity.
Yeah. Duplicity. Where that was a spinoff of Felicity.
She met her twin.
She
met her identical twin,
who
Carrie
was
Russell.
When Carrie Russell actually got her haircut short, that was her evil twin. That was our first Felicity reference.
When Felicity met Melicity.
Melicity. Yes.
I love Carrie Russell.
I love her. If you haven't watched The Americans, don't talk to me.
They are.
I want to go to this fucking resort.
I said
it is gorgeous.
I said, I feel like this whole storyline is sponsored by the Tourism Board of Panama.
I'm ready to go.
They're trying to get people. It's gorgeous. That in Colombia.
I for sure know. I do think Call for Audacity. This is 90 Day Fiance. I'm sure they have relationships with places.
Oh, yeah.
And they get shit for free.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Usman and Kim could?
No.
Well, maybe he can because he makes, he said $200,000 on cameos.
Usman?
Who was it that said they made so much money on cameo and they don't? I think it was Usman.
I don't know. I don't care.
Anyway. Okay, so Jasmine's sitting in her room. She's chewing her nails, y'all. Her eyes are just like this.
And this,
freaking out.
This
like,
shows
she just had
you,
a fight with Gino.
This really shows you Jasmine's level of anxiety that when she's... When
talk about somebody living in fear.
The world, and this is the thing, when but weirdly, Jasmine can live in fear but can also be in the present about things.
She can, and...
And she has self-reflection.
She does. She's a very intelligent woman.
I am constantly amazed by Jasmine.
That's why I know you said Jimena. Jasmine is by far the most interesting person to me on this season. But I understand Jimena too.
Well, no, why Jimena is, I can't figure out what Jimena's going to do from moment to moment.
I'm scared she'd kill me in the night. Now, but I think she's sitting, y'all, she is.
But what I just want to say, when I'm talking about empathy, she's like, I know that he's in pain.
Yes.
And that hurts me.
This is love.
That's what I was going to say.
This is what this has that other relationships.
This is what
don't.
I wished from that Memphis would see what pain Hamza is in.
And she saw it with Hamza's mother.
Right.
And she saw it when Hamza a little bit when they had the translator. Remember?
Yes.
Because anytime Memphis sees pain,
she starts to cry.
Right.
Because she feels bad because she didn't see that before.
Right.
Again, I think Memphis and Hamza have a chance if they speak the same language. That would solve so many problems.
And I think even that, there's the inflection and also how Memphis expresses herself. And maybe she's trying to express herself in a non-nuanced way so he will understand. Because she even said in the prenup, she's like, this is so if you divorce me, you get nothing.
I am ready for her to stop talking to him like he's five.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so with Jasmine and Gino, yeah, she says he's hurting. And so she says, I'm going to go talk to him. She goes out and talk to him. Y'all, this is
a lovely scene.
The whole series of it with the views, the music that they use, this is cinematic. Because she walks out and she says, it's so peaceful. And Gino says,
I just want peace.
Peace is what I need.
I want peace right now.
And they sit. And Gino says, he says to the camera in his testimonial, she doesn't trust me, and that makes me feel hopeless. This is probably the first time we've actually heard Gino talk about how this makes him feel.
Yeah.
It's always kind of him putting out fires and reacting to Jasmine, but never
Jasmine.
He said, it makes me feel hopeless.
And she says,
I feel like she's continually punishing me.
And he says, I feel like I'm being attacked over and over. And she said, I know, and I needed you to suffer like I was suffering. And then she brings up a time. This is such a great tactic to remind someone. It's almost like I know friends who have a word they throw out when they're having a fight or that reminds them of great times they've had. Mm-hmm. That kind of grounds them.
What's your word that you and your daddy use?
Barcelona.
Wow. Wow.
An underground dungeon party.
Wow.
Whenever we're having a bad day.
Is your safe word just... Yeah, but no, yeah. Couples do this. I think, who was it? Tiffany and Ronald who did this? No. It was... Kalini and Asuelu did this.
Yes, they did it
they
too.
They did this. And it was such a beautiful, smart thing that they did.
But she said, remember lockdown when I would call you and you told me I would be with you? And y'all, this is trauma bonding between the two of these. That they fell in love during the pandemic.
Yep.
And he said, I love you. I don't want to lose you.
It was pretty funny, though, because she said, for 9 months, I would cry and say, I'm so alone. And Gino, you would say, you're going to be fine. You have me. And it made me feel so good. And Gino went, what made you feel good?
He always says the wrong thing.
He doesn't really get it. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So, and he says, he's like, no more exes. It's all for you. I love him head to toe.
Yes, she's beautifully crying.
Yeah.
She's sitting there crying. She's like, I don't want to give up on you. I love you. And that's where I don't want to. She says, that's where she says, she looks in the camera and she says, I love him. She said,
from head to toe.
And she said, he's weird. She even said, he can be creepy, but I love everything about him. And she said, if that's not love, I'm not giving up on our relationship. And I applauded.
With
tears in my eyes.
And y'all, they worked through a lot this season.
I just want to ask you.
For 90 Day Fiancé.
Did you get emotional at Gino and Jazz? I was like, yes, Jasmine.
I also want to say, they're like, no more exes. And Jazz says, trust me, you don't want me as an ex.
I'm kidding.
Y'all, that's
I'm kidding.
That's
But I'm not.
But I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Y'all, she's definitely scoped out exes.
Then we see Gino say to the camera, I'm just very happy
This wrecked me.
And he said, I'm just very happy that she, and he paused, and then he did that thing where guys don't want to cry and they're trying to swallow it down. And he said that she gave me a chance and he finally breaks down and fucking cries.
Yep.
And I wrote, holy fucking shit. Matt Sharp, you have manipulated me.
And this is when two people are vulnerable about each other.
This is some Brené Brown shit.
It is. I can't believe we're talking about Brené Brown with Gino and fucking Jasmine, but you're not far off.
It's true because, y'all, when we lead with vulnerability, we can't help but connect, and we cannot help see the humanity in the other person that just wants the same thing we do. And that usually is some sort of safety.
And that is something that
full stop.
Jimena could take a lesson for.
Mike,
definitely. Memphis, Kim. Everyone on this show.
I'm surprised we never said it. It really has struck me when you brought that up, Berta, because I said that in life, and you say it in life, how it really breaks down to everyone on this show. They live their life in fear or love.
Yep.
That's it. Like, you think about the Tiffanys, you think about Darcy, and the difference of Kalani brings up her vulnerability. Asuelu brings up his vulnerability. Right. And it really is.
Which is why they're a success.
Gino and Jasmine have broken open this season.
They did. I could not believe it. You're exactly right.
No, you said that earlier. I'm just agreeing with you. Yeah. You don't even remember what you said 5 minutes ago.
No. So,
he's thinking of hot dogs.
Oof, I love a hot dog.
Isn't it a good hot dog day, isn't it?
It is a good hot dog day. Every day is a good hot dog day. So,
by the way, I'm sorry. I'm off on a tangent. We need to say something. Y'all really came for Poodle about your French fries.
Oh, my God.
People fucking came for you.
And people said, we're not going to be friends because I don't share my fries.
Poodle demanded that everyone share fries. And we have a lot of sissies that said, nope.
First of all, you always get way too many fries. Y'all, there are some fry hoarders in this world. I will say this.
It's when he told me, it was like he found out the devil was real.
To you fry hoarders, I will tell you this. If you ordered fries for the table, you would do everyone would feel like more community. Everyone would feel better.
So lead with vulnerability and table fries.
And order fries. Lead with vulnerability and table fries. Normalize table fries, y'all. Normalize table fries. I promise you. Ordering a basket of fries for the table will erase all her feelings. If I'm at a dinner with more than two people or three people, I will always order table fries. Table fries could heal the world. I promise you. You non-fry sharers, it'll get your shit out of the way. I hope you non-fry sharers eat every single last fry on your plate. And if I took one off of your plate, I would probably talk you through your anger at it. No, I've been surprised the people who said I don't share fries.
Literally, y'all, the devil is real.
But you know what? Everyone's entitled to their comfortable and boundary. I am comfortable with where my boundaries are at. But table fries, y'all, just get into it. Get into table fries. I promise you, they are your friends. And your friends will be your friends again with table fries. That's all I have to say.
Brought to you by Ronald Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Our Big Mac.
So he's
leaving in 5 days, and they're starting preparing to leave.
And she's like, he's like, oh, look at that chicken that crossed. She's like, that's a bird.
That's a bird. That chicken just crossed the road. So they're in this beautiful hot spring. I love they get in the water, and Jazz is like, I'm drowning.
My extensions
are so heavy, Gino.
And of course, he kind of like saves her. And y'all, anyway, they're outside this beautiful vista. It's raining. It's beautiful. And he, all of a sudden, she's turned around and he's on one knee. She's wearing this pink and black kind of black and white cookie number.
But she looks pretty.
She looks really great.
He looks like Gino.
He looks like Gino.
As Jimena would say, normal.
He looks normal.
Gino gets on one knee and he says, again, one of the better, not the best, but yeah. one of the better proposal speeches.
Ever since I met you, we've had an amazing connection, and I've never felt so loved until I met you. Will you marry me? And she's like, she looks at Gino.
Of course, yes. And then she takes down, she's standing there, y'all, without the umbrella now. She puts it down.
And in the rain, she's gorgeous.
She's standing in the rain. It's cinematic. And then they kiss in the rain. And I went, oh my
I'm into
God,
it.
The Notebook is real.
The Note, no, Notebook's they're, not real.
They're kissing in, it's a, it's the 90 Day Fiance Notebook.
She didn't run to him and jump on him because he couldn't hold her.
He would drop her. Not because she's big, because you know she's not strong.
He puts the ring, and then he they're in there in the moment. And he goes, "We got married." I mean, sorry, I did that wrong. I screwed that up. We got married. I mean, we got engaged. I got married. I mean,
and Jasmine,
I fucked it up. I made a boner.
She says, "I know it sounds crazy. We were just fighting yesterday. Love isn't logical."
Oh, I love this.
She says, self-reflection.
She learns now that she can't control everything, even though she's going to try.
She's going to try, but she says, "I know we are toxic sometimes, but we're in love." And she said earlier at the spa, she said, "I'm not 100% sure I can trust him, but I love him, and he loves me, and what else do we have?"
Right. So, y'all, she's like, "Do you like the ring?" And she's like, "I don't know if it's a diamond." And he's like, "To be honest, I'm not an expert at diamonds."
Not a ring expert. Not a ring expert.
Not really a De Beers expert.
Couple, I would see the spinoff. I'm telling you, the family Gino, I'd
Me
watch
too.
It. I'd watch it.
Remember though, that's we've got him, and we only met his father or his uncle.
I really would like to see the family Jasmine. I almost wish he would move down and we could get Jasmine's mother
and sister.
Yes, they're way more entertaining.
I agree.
Yeah, then that's where she says, "This ring screams Gino, and I love it."
And that's him.
Who knew, y'all?
I was emotional.
What a great episode of 90 Day. I love this show when it's good.
One more episode, you guys.
I think it's going to be a good finale.
And then there's two tell-alls, we think, because it's the 90 Day Fiancé OG premieres Easter, April 17th.
I wonder if, I know they're going to have probably, I'm assuming, Noah Lena. Are they going to have Caleb on the tell-all?
I don't think so.
We'll see. I guess not. So, all right, everybody.
I think he's kind of
is he supporting
Fruit of the Poison Vine now?
Oh yeah,
unfortunately,
because they're not together.
I don't think so.
No, I mean they left the season of him going back and being like, let's be friends. And she said, "Well, I can't. I've got a meeting I have to go to." So.
Because she's a horrible person.
All right, everybody. Ooh. That's the show. That's this week. Y'all, enjoy this week. We hope you had fun listening. Get out there, have fun. Live in love this week.
Live in love, not fear.
Yes.
Be vulnerable.
Yes. Go to realitygaze.com. Brene Brown has a new HBO special.
I know. I'm very excited.
Go to realitygaze.com where you can get your tickets for our live shows. Come see us, Boston and Philly. Whoop, whoop. Low ticket alert. Get on that. Come see us with Pink Shade in Washington, D.C. Atlanta's sold out. But if you want to stand outside and just yell at us, I guess you can.
if your husband wants to wait for an evening with me, I will inspect him over.
Yes, he can wait at the bar. Hey, Nashville, y'all, we still have quite a bit of tickets for
big
Nashville.
Venue.
It's a big venue. Help us sell out, because who knows? Reba might show up and you'd miss
it. She won't.
I don't know why you squashed my dream.
We could get like a third-tier country singer.
We could get maybe like Reba's makeup artist. I follow him on Instagram.
What's Susie Boggess doing these days?
Oh, Susie Boggess. Yes. Yes. Pam Tillis.
Terry Clark.
Terry.
What's Terry Clark doing?
She better be singing at a gay pride somewhere. She better be. Her and Jody Messina.
Oh, I thought, which one came out?
I don't think neither did one of them come out.
No, this country singer.
Now, Shelley Wright.
Out.
I love Shelley Wright. I loved her. Before A Single Wife, her stuff before is really good. And so, you know what? I'm getting into a weird area. I'm gonna start talking about country music. Oh God, I'm gonna love Nashville, y'all.
Oh, no,
that's gonna be a fun. Maybe we'll bring a guitar and I'll sing a country song.
A guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
What can you play?
Skin flute.
All right, everybody. The guitar.
I can play like 3 chords.
Hey, this would be a disaster.
All you need for country music.
I can play 3 chords.
I think Merle Haggard said, was it Merle Haggard who said, or Johnny Cash, to play country music, all you need to know is 5 chords and the truth?
It's a good line.
Ooh. I don't know who's it, but yeah, it's something like that. Some sissy's going to be like, you fucked that up. All right, everybody. So go to our Instagram, TikTok, all of that, Twitter. Leave us an Apple Podcast review. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever had your life turned around by a private concert that lasted 30 seconds.
It's amazing. The best night of life. Better than when I had my child. Oh, better than when I had my
You can
son.
Call us. Wow.
Call us.
Clown.
Call us.
Absolute clown.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.